In Spain, high-rise hotels and apartments mar much of the country's Mediterranean coast. That's the result of a decades-long construction boom that's now gone bust. There's one famous beach near Spain's southern tip that's been spared that kind of development until now. Lauren Freyer reports from a beach consistently ranked among the top 10 in southern Europe.
This is one of the windiest places in the world, Valdevaqueros Beach at the Straits of Gibraltar. Until recently, nobody wanted to vacation here. The wind is so strong, your book will fly out of your hands if you try to read on the beach here.
Probablemente es el primer punto de mayor paso de aves en Europa.
It's probably the number one spot in Europe for migratory birds, raptors, gliders, and storks, says Paloma Lopez, a local park ranger. On some days, you'll see tens of thousands of storks riding the wind over Valdevaqueros. The sky turns white. Compare that with the rest of Spain's coast, where once pristine beaches have been ruined by high-rises. The wind saved Valdevaqueros from overdevelopment until windsurfers and kite surfers discovered it. Chris Zaya taught windsurfing in Hawaii and Mauritius before moving here.
It's great underwater, yes. The spot itself is amazing. I think it's hard to compete, really, with Tarifa.
To accommodate tens of thousands of sporty new tourists, Tarifa's mayor has approved plans to build 1,400 hotel rooms and 350 apartments on Valdevaqueros, one of Spain's last virgin beaches.
I'm Juan Andrés Gil García. I'm the mayor of the Tarifa city.
The mayor says he loves nature, but he also has to worry about the jobless rate in Tarifa, which is pushing 40%. He says this hotel complex would create more than 1,000 jobs. It's difficult to strike a balance between conservation and economic development, he says. We want to conserve this natural paradise, but we desperately need those jobs. Here in Tarifa's open-air market, fishmongers are selling this morning's fresh catch. I approach them about the Valdevaqueros development, and I can't find anyone who's against it.
Hombre, me parece muy bien, la verdad que me parece estupendamente.
The truth is, I think it's stupendous, says Carmen Moreno Blanco in her market stall. It'll bring more work for us locals. The development would be 700 yards from the shoreline on the other side of Valdevaqueros' sand dunes. The mayor says it'll be an eco-friendly design, but no plans have yet been made public.
Actually, I don't care how they build it. Even if it was the most sustainable hotel in Europe, it shouldn't be there.
Environmental biologist Aitor Galán has helped gather nearly 100,000 signatures on a petition to block the project. Activists have appealed to the European Union. And opposition lawmakers have floated an alternative, a hotel in Tarifa's city center instead, maybe even with free bikes to ride out to Valdevaqueros Beach. Antonio Muñoz is with the group Ecologists in Action.
Poco a poco, desde yo llevo 27 años.
I've been an ecologist and activist for 27 years, over which time I've seen Spain reclassify protected natural parks one by one into land for development, he says. I am from Tarifa, from Valdevaqueros, and I will not allow them to sell the sand of my home. Muñoz has just won a small reprieve. The regional government has temporarily frozen all waterfront development, including Valdevaqueros, as it sorts through the mess of half-built projects left over from Spain's housing bubble. Dozens of politicians have been indicted for alleged kickbacks tied to those projects. So Spain's fight against corruption is keeping construction on Valdevaqueros Beach in limbo for now. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Spain.